The program, which runs through October 17th, is part of the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge, and it's all about people joining together and exploring the great outdoors. The competition asks individuals to sign up for the challenge and then log the number of hours they spend outside during the 6 weeks. April Haight is the director for the Center of Environmental Education at Morehead State University and is spearheading the challenge on campus. She says the challenge is about much more than just recording the number of hours spent doing an activity.
Part of that is out of the need to just involve more youth. They're finding less and less youth are going outside, so there's health issues involved with that. And also from an environmental standpoint, it's really important to get people outside so that they develop an appreciation and a desire to protect the natural environment as well.
The challenge isn't limited to only MSU students. Faculty and staff, citizens of Rowan County, alumni, and friends of the university are all encouraged to participate. Haight has planned activities for all the remaining days of the event, but says participants aren't limited to just those.
They don't have to participate in these activities to participate in the outdoor challenge. They can go out and do things on their own. These are just some suggestions if they're not aware of many of the things going on.
Your daily routines can count as part of your log time, says Haight. Morning runs, walking your dog, or even sky gazing all count towards hours. Randall Roof is a student at Morehead State, and he's Haight's right-hand man when it comes to engaging the students. He runs the event's Twitter account and also leads a few of the activities throughout the week. He says he knows the struggle with balancing school, work, and community living, but he urges everyone to go outdoors.
To sell, it's a way to relax, honestly. I mean, if you want to go take a hike or an Eagle Lake, it's going to be better for you in the long run because you're going to be stressed from everything, and it's a good stress reliever to get outside and to get active.
The challenge's sponsors are offering incentives for the most active participant every week in each school that's part of the competition.
A backpack from REI that holds 24 bottles or cans of anything they want. It's like a cooler backpack. And North Face will also be sending us more products as well.
I will be giving away a tent. Two tents, actually, two sleeping bags, a prize from Chajos, the shoe manufacturer, as well.
This is the second year that Outdoor Nation is hosting an event like this, and it's the first time Morehead's been in one. 57 schools nationwide have entered, and Morehead sits at number 14 in the rankings. Roof thinks that MSU can do better.
What we need to try to do is get the whole community, the student body, everybody together, because if you live in Morehead, you can log in at under Morehead State. So we're basically going against, I think there's 57 other schools. There's a lot at stake here. I think the grand prize is a couple thousand to the school that wins.
Haight believes that Morehead is the best place for outdoor activities, but says a lot of people don't know what's available to them. But with the help of Eagle Lake, that's changing.
That's growing the last couple years. There used to be very few students that went up around Eagle Lake. A couple years ago, we got that trail opened back up. And of the 80-plus miles of trails just in Rowan County, I would say that's probably the most used trail in the county, and that's because the students are getting out more.
Roof adds that in the end, it isn't about winning.
So even if we don't win, I at least want to get the students out knowing all the resources the county has to offer.
If you would like to join MSU in their search for victory during the remaining weeks of the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge, you can sign up at oncampuschallenge.org. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.